Starkiller seemed cautiously ecstatic on his return to the Rogue Shadow, even though he looked as though he had been mauled by a rancor. His combat uniform was rent in a dozen new places, and blood leaked from his many small wounds. But his eyes were alive with a light she had never seen before. While he had been gone, and Proxy had been outside on the pretext of checking her work on the faulty shield, she had found a way to slice into the ship's small meditation chamber. When they were safely underway, and he retreated there with his droid, she put her comm headset over her ears and carefully spied on him. Starkiller knelt on the floor with his head bowed and his hands folded in front of him. Proxy stood over him, his holographic generators flickering in the gloom. They flared to life as a holonet transmission reached the ship. Eerily, the droid grew taller and more substantial until he had assumed the caped form of Darth Vader.
Report.
My mission is complete, Master.
Then you are ready to stand with me against the Emperor. Return to the Executor at once. We will at last control the galaxy.
Yes, my master. Vader's ominous form flickered and shrank, becoming Proxy once more. The droid seemed uneasy and out of sorts again, but at the same time, jerky with pride.
Congratulations, master. It seems that you are about to achieve your primary programming.
Yes. Starkiller rose and put a hand on each of his droid shoulders, steadying him. Finally. Proxy's photoreceptors glowed.
Well, don't worry, Master. I'll still keep trying to kill you.
Starkiller smiled fondly. I know, Proxy. I know. Rogue Shadow emerged from hyperspace in Scarl System, where the Executor lurked in its state of partial completion. Starkiller and his droid disembarked, obviously heading to debrief their Dark Lord. Juno's anxiety levels rose as soon as he was out of her sight. When he was with her, at least she could keep an eye on him. Who knew what could go down while he was gone? Perhaps dragging her down with him. Remembering the strange feed she had managed to slice into while looking for a psychological profile, she shut the ship's external hatches and feigned a hull integrity check. Patching the ship's systems into the hangars gave her access to everything in the flagship's data banks. Immediately, she began searching. It wasn't easy. She found the route via telemetry. Vader appeared to be closely monitoring the area around the fat red sun, although for a moment, she couldn't tell why. Then, a series of hyperspace signatures rippled through the vacuum, and she began to understand. Three Star Destroyers and a dozen smaller vessels were arriving from elsewhere, flashing into real space with disconcerting swiftness. A cold feeling spread across her chest, enveloping her heart. With shaking fingers, she canceled the view and sliced as fast as she could into the security system.